This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about cars. And I believe that we've connected some of the dots in why you don't see many older vehicles on the road. It's a multi-prong attack on getting rid of these older cars. And one of them was called Cash for Clunkers. In 2009, the government corporation decided they would get rid of these older cars. And what they would do is pay people to bring the cars to dealerships where they would trade them in for newer vehicles. New vehicles, I should say, and that would spur economic growth by people buying new cars that they didn't need by giving them incentives to bring in their older cars and paying extra above the trade-in value for cars that were older. And here's what they did. They did the most amazing thing. They required, the government corporation required the dealerships to blow up the engines, literally destroy the engines. They'd take off the air cleaner, and they'd rev the engine up. One guy would be in the driver's seat, vehicle in park, engine revving. Another guy would pour this silica liquid down the throat of the carburetor, and it would seize up the engine, absolutely lock it up. And that's what our government did to get vehicles off the road. And I believe one of the reasons they did that was to, of course, to spur sales. And the car dealers loved it. The car manufacturers loved it. And that forced you to buy a car that would be smaller, probably, better fuel mileage, probably, lighter weight, probably, less crash-worthy, probably, and one that certainly had satellite tracking and required the manufacturer's computer in order to service it. That's what they did, in my opinion. Any comments, Kyle, on just the 2009 Cash for Clunkers?
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole thing was so aggravating and maddening to anybody with just a half a drop of common sense. You know, they've done this kind of, our government has done this kind of stupid stuff. Even in the last depression, they were killing hogs and burning oranges and burying oranges and stuff when people were starving to death. And it all has to do with two governments. We have one out here that's the minor part of the government that you vote for, and the other part that really controls everything, whether people want to understand it or not, is the moneyed interests. That's who owns and controls this country. I want to jump back just real quick for a second, Vince, because this happened one time to me, and I couldn't hardly believe it, but it was true. Most of your little oil light on your dash, and again, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but that little oil light on your dash measures oil pressure, okay? And oil pressure can be affected by a lack of oil in the engine, or it can be affected by the oil pump. One time I had a lady call in to the dealership that I was working there and said she was somewhat savvy in the sense. She says, my oil light's on, but I checked the dipstick and I still have oil, but the engine will still run. Well, the reason she still had, she had oil is because the oil pump itself went out. So when that oil light comes on, it doesn't matter if that oil light's on, and you get out, you pull over, and you pull the dipstick, and there's still oil in there, do not drive it, because you will tear it up. Because if there's not pressure that pump's not producing pressure and circulating it in the engine, it will ruin the engine. But like I said, most of the time, 99.99% of the time, it's because somebody didn't check their oil and they ran it out of oil. But sometimes, every once in a long, long while, I've only seen this once in, I'm 61 years old, so I've only seen this one time in my life, but it can happen.
Yes. Dan in Texas, you're on with Kyle Harris and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to ask Vince, I heard him almost 2 months ago on the Nutramedical show, and he was talking about taxes, IRS.gov, number 17, where you can read a lot of information.
Publication.
I just wanted to see if
yes, publication 17.
Yeah, I just wanted to register. Find out what website do you recommend just to file your taxes on site and follow that guide number 17.
I don't recommend filing taxes online. I recommend using paper copies. And the reason, and we're off topic today, so with this call, but I will answer your question briefly. And if you'd like to call in, on another day, we can spend more time on it. But and I understand this is tax season. Bottom line is I always file paper documents because I write notes on the paper documents. I don't necessarily use the Internal Revenue Services forms. Now, I may make up my own form, and I may take a lined sheet of notebook paper. I may take a plain white piece of copier paper, and I may write what I believe their form that they'd like me to use, the number of their form is, and I may write what information I think they might want. And it may not agree with exactly what their form wants me to tell them. So, I try my best. I really work hard at it. But I do not file electronically, and I will not. I will not. And they can't make me. Not yet. So that's my answer. Publication 17 is what I recommend you download, read, print, and then when you print it, then you can write on those pieces of printer paper the notes that you have that refer to the decisions that you make. So why you've taken certain deductions, what you think those paragraphs mean in their documentation. Okay? So I would keep that. And so if you get audited, that you can pull that out and say, oh yeah, I downloaded this. I printed it off on that tax year. Here's what you said. Here's what I believe that you mean. What did you mean? Because this is what it means to me. And why do I say that? Because I have my notes written on the printed pages. I've written my interpretation of what you said in your words on the IRS document, publication 17. Does that make sense?
Well, thank you. Yeah, and your website, USA Prepares, is there anything on there that talks about taxes that I can research?
You can go to the archives, but they're not the GCN or RBN, Republic Broadcasting Archives, but you won't be able to find probably it that way. The best way is to go to the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube and search on Vincent Finelli. Finelli, comma, extreme space tax space deductions. There are 7 1-hour broadcasts, maybe even 8, where I talk about extreme tax deductions and how I interpret what the IRS says. Now, I have been audited at least 10 times in the past. Be prepared. If you do the things that I talk about, you may be audited. Now, if you don't want to do them, you're going to pay too much in taxes. If you do the things that I do, then you might get audited. But that's okay, because I even teach you how to be prepared for the audit. And the audit's a really cool thing. It's war. And it's kind of a nice friendly war. It's you against them. They want to steal your money, and you want to keep it in your wallet. So it's a game of chess. It's a game of war. I believe they're on commission. They want to steal from you. They get rewarded on the amount of theft that they garner from you as IRS agents. And it's your responsibility to not let them do that. Okay? So I teach you how to do that. But bear in mind that you have to do your own research. And don't come to me if you get audited and say, hey, I got audited. I did what you did, and I got audited. Well, I did what I did, and I got audited, too. But I win the audits. I win the audits because I use their rules to my advantage. I play by their rules. And they can't say, well, you cheated, you lied, you stole, because it's not true. I can prove everything I say in documents when I fill out a tax return, including depreciation. Now, some of it's vague, and some of it's up to interpretation. And I interpret it the way I think they mean it, which really means in my favor. And they have to prove to me that I'm wrong, and they can't. Okay?
All right. Hey, that's some great information. I'm on his YouTube right now, and God bless and keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks so much. Okay, a little off topic. We're talking about when you buy a used vehicle class, I looked up on eBay. I've got it in front of me. I bought a scanner called a MaxiScan KW808, $3,395 shipped, and that's the one I have. It's kind of red. It's got a rubberized case and a cable. Tells me pretty much everything I need to know. $33.95 is the current price on eBay. Let's see. So that, you know, before you buy a used car, let me tell you a short story. I wanted to buy a used Mercedes, 1996, a diesel, E300. The best car I've ever owned is this. It's not the most sophisticated, it's not the most comfortable, it's not the most feature heavy. It's a plain Jane, basic E300 mid-sized Mercedes diesel, non-turbocharged. 30 miles to the gallon around town, 47 is the maximum we ever got on the highway. It's impressive. I paid $3,000 for it. The guy said, well, I've got some problems with the glow plugs. When you go to start it, it really, really runs rough. Nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it because of that. And he didn't want to pay to have it fixed, probably maybe $1,000 in labor at Mercedes to get these glow plugs replaced. So he said that's what it needed. And I said, okay. Hey, would it be okay if I've got my OBD2 scanner here in my pickup truck, would it be okay if I just plugged it in? Would you mind? He said, no, go ahead. And I verified that exactly was the problem, that it did have a glow plug failure. And I know that glow plugs can be had for about $19 a piece. It has six of them. Wow, what a great deal. So I verified before the purchase that I knew what was wrong with this car. And also when I go to buy a car, I bring my son with me, and he'll drive the vehicle, and I'll follow him. I want to see if it goes down the road like a dog, you know, sideways. I check for all kinds of things, alignment, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Kyle Harris is with us.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, I was working on our 1994 Jeep. We probably have a fleet of vehicles here at the farm. And we have some Dodge, Chevrolet, Mercedes. I'm trying to think what else we have. We have some, you know, vintage cars. And so we do a lot of work on cars. And I heard this tap, tap, tapping of the Jeep engine. We bought it used. And it's a 1994, a couple hundred thousand miles on it. Compression was good. Transmission was, everything was okay. I need to replace a front wheel hub. I need to replace some brakes. I need to replace some transmission cooling lines. You know, insignificant stuff. But the tapping of the transmission was a little bit bigger job than just normal maintenance. And so I ordered a camshaft on the internet. Standard grind, which means it's not a performance camshaft, just a standard factory specification camshaft. And new lifters, and of course the associated gaskets. Pulled out the camshaft, and it was like a half a day job, maybe a day, if you put all the time that we put into it over a couple days. And I mic'd the camshaft, which means I took a micrometer out and I measured the lobes, and I compared the new and the old, and there was significant wear. It was even wear, but it was worn out. past where I would like it to be. So the engine performance really suffered. And I was thinking about that. How could that happen? Because the compression was great. The cylinders are great. The rings are great. The pistons are great. The bearings, the rod bearings, the main bearings, all the camshaft bearings, everything's great, but not the camshaft lobes and the lifters. They were worn. So I started thinking about why. And what I found out was it tied to the 1974 problem with Ford Pinto engines, a 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine. And Ford was making statements, yeah, our camshafts were wearing out. And the word on the street was the camshafts were soft, meaning the ductile iron, the iron was not as hard as needed to be, and the cams wore out prematurely. But then Ford later on said, you know, if you use this oil, this new improved oil, with more anti-wear additives, the camshafts will be fine. So then it was, well, there's a soft camshaft, but no, it really wasn't because it was really the oil. And that's what happened to our camshaft on our Jeep. So what really caused the failure was the new oil, the SAE 5W30 with the nomenclature service grade N, as in Nancy. And what happened was in the 1930s, oil was classified by the American Petroleum Institute as a service grade, which would be engine oil was classified two ways. Service grade C, as in combustion ignition, diesels. They don't have spark plugs. Or S, for spark plugs. And so there was the first grade of oil was called A, SA, for gasoline engines. And then it was improved with anti-wear additives, and it's called SB. And then it was improved with more additives, SC, SD, EF, GH, you know, and so forth, all the way up to N. And what we were told over the years, the decades, was, well, if you had a service grade A oil called for by your automotive, the manufacturer of your vehicle, if it called for SA, you could put SB in it because SB is better than SA. And where do you find this? Well, it's on the label, on the bottle, or the can, or the jug of oil. It says API, SA, SB, SC. Well, the current one is SN. And we were told for years, decades, that if your oil, if it calls for SB, you could put SC in it because SC is newer and improved. And if it calls for SC, you could put SD in it because it was newer and improved, and so forth. Well, that all stopped with the additives that are required for the older engines with the latest version of motor oil. It's been downgraded in terms of anti-wear properties and additives. And Kyle and I will tell you what that means when we come back. It's complicated, but we're going to tell you why your engines are wearing out.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle Harris is with us in class. I've never heard anybody talk about this particular topic on the air. Never. And so, here we go. Back up to 1930, API, American Petroleum Institute Service Classification for Passenger Car Engine Oil, was called SA up until 1930. Up until 1951, it was called SB. And it was improved further up until 1967, SC grade was used. And then SD was used until 1971. SE was used up until 1979. SF was used until 1988. And then 1993 was SG. 1996 was SH. 2001 was SJ. 2004 SL. And then 2011 was SM. Now the newest, the current one, is called SN, is a Nancy. Here's the problem. If you have an older vehicle, oh, like a 1980, 1970, 1960, or earlier vintage, they have typically flat tappet camshafts. I'm talking about V8s, I'm talking about four cylinders, I'm talking about a lot of the older engine designs. Now, Now, you can have a newer production year with an older design that has a flat tappet camshaft. And if you use the newest oil, grade SN, API service classification SN, you will experience greater camshaft wear. And you'll be stuck doing what I did, which was replace the camshaft and the tappets, also known as lifters. So it's a big problem. Now, how do you know about this? Well, they have what's called the donut on the label. And it's this round icon, if you will, and it has the API service classification. It'll be SA, SB, you know, so forth, all the way up to SN. It'll have the viscosity. It'll say SAE 5W30, and it may say something called, like, resource conserving, which means a thinner oil that Kyle was talking about, which you get better mileage. But the point is, if you use the latest and greatest oil in your older vehicle, you may damage the engine and cause a catastrophic failure, or cause that engine to wear out prematurely with the latest and greatest new oil. Absolutely, positively true. Kyle, do you have any comments on that?
That's absolutely true, Vince. If you have older vehicles, like you were saying, 60s, 70s, 80s, or, you know, below that, below 60s, even 50s. But if you have those, you really need to use some kind of an oil additive with these new oils. It's the same thing that's going on with our gasoline. You know, the gasoline is junk. Even if you get the non-ethanol premium, it won't last longer than about 30 to 60 days sitting there till it starts going bad. And if you get a gasoline that has ethanol in it, it starts separating from the ethanol, starts separating from the gasoline. If it's sitting in two weeks, the ethanol starts separating, and then the ethanol starts absorbing moisture from the air because it's an alcohol. Okay, and then so you don't, there's a couple of ways, some things we can talk about as you go on here. I just had one other little quick point I want to make sure people understand or think about. This has to do with preparedness again. So what's the one thing that most people forget other than checking the air pressure in their tires? Okay, that's usually, I think that's number one. But number two thing that they forget is when did they last change their oil? Because if they've got an older rig, if they didn't write it down, they're not meticulous with notes. So one of the easiest ways I have found to be able to make sure you remind yourself is I take a little tiny bit of masking tape and I write OC, which means oil change. Okay. And then the next mileage that it's due. Okay, so I have two Toyotas, and those engines are absolutely amazing. My wife's little Toyota has like 189,000 miles on it, and that oil at 3,000 miles looks brand new. So I run that oil for about 4,500 miles till it just starts to turn brown, and then I change it. The same thing is true on my Toyota engine that I've got on my Toyota car. And then I have an old Subaru that has 230,000 miles on it. Now, that oil needs to be changed. It's dirty after 3,000 miles, so I change it. And at this different intervals for these engines. But one of the additives that I really like, and it's getting hard to find, I don't know why, but Napa used to carry it all the time, and it was called Prolong, P-R-O, kind of a dash, and then L-O-N-G. And it was an incredible oil additive that would actually penetrate the metal. It was expensive, and probably why they didn't sell too much of it. But anyway, that's an excellent additive. The other additive that I really like is called Marvel Mystery Oil. And you can put that in your gas tank. You can put it in your oil when you do it. I have an old 1977 plow truck that has a 400 Chevy V8 in it. And so when I change the oil in that truck, I always put a quart of Marvel Mystery Oil in it with 5/38 motor oil, because the only time that truck is ran is when there's snow on the ground and I'm having to plow. So it's only a winter truck. I might start it up two or three times a year, you know, during the summer to make sure everything's okay starting and everything's running good. The other thing I do is there's an additive that goes in the gas tank called Seafoam, S-E-A, like the sea, and foam. And I will put 1 ounce per gallon of gasoline with non-ethanol gasoline in that old plow truck for the summer. Like I said, I might fire it up. I'll fill it up and then put plenty of Seafoam in there to cover it. I don't go over 1 ounce per gallon, and I have reasons for that. But anyway, 1 ounce per gallon, it will preserve the gasoline, and it also makes it so that if I need to start this thing in the wintertime and I don't start it for maybe once every month and a half, it'll go out there and it'll fire right off. That Seafoam is an amazing additive. I really like it. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They took the sulfur and they took the zinc out of the oil, which protected it. They took the sulfur out of the diesel fuel, which protected your injector pump because it's a lubricant. But zinc is what's known as a sacrificial metal. If you have a piece of steel out here and it is coated with zinc, okay, and it's exposed to the elements, and you get a scratch on it, okay? If that zinc will, over time, actually fill in, it'll almost flow together to cover that scratch. It's called a sacrificial metal. And when they took the zinc and the sulfur out of the oil, it caused a much more engine wear to your vehicles, so they push you into having to buy these additives. Anyway, after you, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a website, and it's Advanced Auto Parts website, and it says ZDDP motor oil additive, engine oil additives that work. And it says engines wear out. It's an unfortunate truth, but they're talking about the engine oil supplement called ZDDP. And what is it? Well, zinc dialkylid thiophosphate. So to make it easier to say, ZDDP. And it has been removed from the current version SN, service SN oils. Mostly removed. There's a little bit left. And it's because it's been reported to have destroyed the catalytic converters or make them less efficient. So to preserve the catalytic converter life, which is a device to reduce air pollution, at least that's how it's being touted, our vehicles have had the zinc and phosphorus removed as additives in the engine oil. And according to this article, that if you have a 1990 or newer vehicle, you don't need as much zinc or phosphorus. If you have a 1990 or older vehicle, you do. And they're absolutely right. But you can't get it in common oil. So what do? You can buy additives and add them to your oil to increase the zinc and phosphorus content of your motor oil. Or... And that's a good way. And I can't recommend one because I haven't done any testing. But here's what I did do. when I built the, or when I rebuilt the Jeep, I coated the camshaft lobes entirely, the entire lobe surface and the bearing surfaces, with a molybdenum disulfide anti-wear material. It's black. And I coated the lobes with that before I put the camshaft in. Then I poured oil down the valleys where the lifters were, motor oil, for lubricant on the additional lubricant on the camshaft. I lubricated the cams as well on the lifters, soaked the lifters in engine oil. And then I added STP. Now, I don't like to add STP motor treatment to engines, but I use it when I rebuild an engine, and I use it as an assembly lubricant because it's thick and it has ZDDP in it. I contacted STP, and they do not tell you how much ZDDP, but they claim it's in there. So that's what I used, and it worked fine. So the molybdenum disulfide, and as a grease, if you will, and also the STP as an assembly lubricant is what I used to preserve the life of the cam. Now, when you break in a new camshaft, there's a procedure. And that is, and this is going to sound horrible, but this is what you have to do. Along with the lubrication I just mentioned, you need to prime the oil pump. That means you take a drill, if you can, and you insert a tool you probably have to make, kind of like a screwdriver bit, and you spin the oil pump up to get oil into the oil galleries and pressurize the engine with oil before you start it up. Then you start your engine up. And it's too complicated to tell you exactly how to do this. But then you start your engine up and you run it at 1,500 to 2,000 RPM almost immediately, within a second or two of starting it. And that you do for 20 minutes. And you vary the RPM to break in the camshaft.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I walked into AutoZone near the less than a 50-mile round trip from the farmhouse. And I needed a couple parts. And just as I walked in the door, I heard this middle-aged woman from halfway across the store say, "Hi! Can I help you?" I said, yeah, I was doing my Columbo. I said, ZDDP, what can you tell me about it?" She said, "What is it?" I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, can I help you?" And so she said, "Well, let's look it up." So she got on the internet. She said, "Oh, it's an additive. It's an additive to engine oil." I said, "Yeah, that's right." And so she had no clue. Now, they had engine oil additives with ZDDP, but she didn't know what it was. Now, there's a point. I mean, I had some fun with her. It was kind of painful for her and for everyone around who kind of watched this. But I was trying to teach her that they need to pay attention to what they're doing, and they need to know their products if they're going to act like, if they wear the uniform and act like they know what they're doing, they really need to know a little bit more about what they're doing. And it's not like they didn't have this product. There's a whole shelf full of this stuff. Anyway, that was a little side story. But if you have one of these engines, like in an ATV, four-wheeler, motorcycle, lawnmower, generator, you know, simpler types of engines, I believe that you should consider using something other than the current latest, greatest oils that you get at the Chinese factory outlet, which are labeled SN in the donut on the label on the back of the can or jar or jug or bottle. And you can use ATV oil. Now, it's way more expensive. ATV oil by Valvoline sold at the Chinese factory outlet is $4.44 a quart plus tax. But it's different. It is not the same oil as the same weight oil that would be for a gasoline automobile. It's different. It has more additives. It's the downgraded version of the SN, meaning it has more additives. That's what I believe you want, especially if you have an air-cooled engine, motorcycle, generator, lawnmower, ATV. That's my thought, and that's what we're doing. Because I believe that if you use the current oil that's been around for about 10 years, API service category SN, you will damage those types of engines. Kyle?
Yeah, I totally agree, Vince. You know, they have finally maneuvered it down with the letters and everything to where they've got the worst possible oil and the maximum profit they can make. That's all it's about. It has nothing to do with protecting your engine or actually protecting your investment or anything else. The same thing is true with gasoline. If you can get a hold of non-ethanol premium oil, that's all you should be running in ATVs, air-cooled engines, chainsaws, you name it. There is a product also out there, and it's called StarTron, that you can add to your, if you have to, all you can get is ethanol gas. You can add this to the ethanol gas, and they say that it will mitigate the damage that can be done from ethanol gasoline. So well,
Some vintage vehicles, a 19. We've got a collection. Instead of cash in a savings account, we put some of our savings into older automobiles. So I have a 1979 Porsche that we've been saving. It was owned by H. Ross Perot, who ran for president. It's a 1979 Porsche 928 V8, and the fuel system is clogged because ethanol fuel. So I've got to clean that up. Got an old Ferrari. Terrible vehicle, just like the one they used in Magnum PI. Clogged fuel system, ethanol fuel. You're absolutely right, and I'm livid about it. I'm absolutely livid that I never would have had these problems if it weren't for the ethanol that was forced on us by our alleged representatives who made us use corn for fuel. Ridiculous. Worse mileage, worse miles per gallon, more damage to the engine and fuel system. Thank you to our alleged representatives. They're a bunch of bozos. They don't know what they're doing unless they've done it intentionally. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Ben.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.